Good morning. This is Kendra Cantor from likeabirdblog.com, and I wanted to come today and just talk to you a little bit about the month of May. If you didn't know, May is the official mental health awareness month. What that means is that it's a perfect time to start spreading the word, start talking, start educating, start seeking help you need for your mental health, for your mental illness, for your friends, for your family, for your loved ones who are suffering and who need help. And I just wanted to come today. I'm kind of talking off the cuff here, but you know, we all do that sometimes. So I just wanted to come and talk a little bit about why Mental Health Awareness Month is so important and so essential, and maybe share a little bit of my story and a few tips on what you can do to be part of this campaign, to be a part of the progress and the initiative and the recovery process. Now, the statistics say that 1 in 4 adults in the U.S. every year. Let me see. Let me look this up, because I don't want to quote wrong, of course. Let's see. I'm going to go to the NAMI website, NAMI.org. They're one of my favorite websites for mental health, because they have so much good info and so supportive. Let's see, it says mental illness affects 1 in 4 American adults. That is a really big number, you guys. If you have, let's see, there are 6 people in my family, 2 parents, 4 of us, 4 kids. So that means that's at least 1.5 of us are suffering with a mental illness. Now, for us, it's actually more. But, you know, if you look at your group of core friends, you probably have at least 4 core good friends, or 4 people that you're close with in the office, or, you know, parents of your kids' friends, things like that. 1 in 4 of them, at least, have some kind of mental illness. That could be depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, PTSD, postpartum depression, seasonal affective disorder, any number of things, anything that's listed in the DSM-IV, or are we up to 5? We might be up to 5 now, but anything listed in there, those are your mental illnesses. And that's a big number. So this is affecting a lot of people, and it's, some people say that it's overdiagnosed, some people, but at the same time, there's a lot of people out there that are suffering that are not receiving help because it's too expensive, it's too hard to find, the mental illness is too consuming, and they just can't get themselves out of bed to find that support. And it's, you know, if you know someone like that last one, someone who you can see is suffering, but you know that they're not out there seeing doctors or getting therapy or being proactive in their health, those are the kind of people that need your help. And those are the kind of people that I want to help, because I've been there. Most of my life I've been there, especially when my anxiety was at its worst about 1.5 years ago, right after my son was born. Combination of pre-existing depression and a panic disorder, and then throw in there a newborn and some postpartum depression, and I could barely function. So I fought against getting help because I thought, it's never gonna help, it's never gonna work, I'm gonna be stuck here forever, so what's the point in finding someone to help me? And even when I did, my husband finally helped me start the process of getting back into therapy and on medication and trying to get those resources. It was still a hard process because of I was on state insurance at the time, and it was just, hard to find a therapist that I liked, hard to find a doctor to prescribe medication. because most of them, you know, were going to take up to 3 months before I could see them, and I knew I needed help as fast as I could. So, but the most important part of that was that I had my husband, and I had my mom, and I had support. I had people saying, hey, you need help. Let me, you know, make the phone call for you. You know, maybe you know somebody similar who is, you know, just walking through the day, who seems lethargic, who seems depressed, who doesn't seem to enjoy life anymore. Maybe you have a friend who's spoken out to you, who said, hey, I want to kill myself. Hey, I cut myself. Hey, you know, this is hard right now. And you can be the friend who says, I see that you're suffering and I want to help you. Let me make the phone call to your doctor for you. Let me set up this appointment and I'll go with you to your first appointment. I will come and pick you up. I will drive you there. You know, do what you need to do to help those people. Not only that, be the person out there who is, you know, fighting against the bullying and the stigma. Tell your friend who is suffering, and then tell your other friends. It's okay to feel this way. You know, it's not pleasant, but it's certainly not, you're not a bad person for having a mental illness. There's no reason. Tell your friends that, you know, maybe you know people who have bullied people with mental illnesses in the past. Try to have a talk with them. You know, these people aren't crazy. They're not, they shouldn't be locked away. People with mental illnesses deserve more love, more support. They don't, you know, they need, if people with mental illnesses could get as much love and support as possible, things would be so different. If we all had the care that we needed instead of the bullying, and the negative comments and the lack of support, you know, that really just hinders the process. That doesn't make it any easier for us to be like, to talk out and say, hey, I need help. You know, that's why I do what I do, because there are so many people out there who don't see others talking up. It's hard, it's scary to admit that you have a mental illness, admit that you need help, but I think it's one of the essential parts of the process, because you know, as they say, you can't move forward until the first step is admitting that you have a problem. Not necessarily that I think mental illness is a problem, but admitting that you need help is the first step. Admitting that you have a mental illness is the first step. I wrote a blog post a while ago talking about why you need to be honest with yourself about your mental illness. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Why honesty really is the best policy for your mental health wellness. Now, I talked about how, you know, until you can be honest with yourself and sit down and say, hey, something is wrong and I need to fix it, you're not going to get very far in your journey. You'll be stuck where, you know, you'll be stuck living, wishing things were different, but you're not going to do anything about it. You're going to sit and just, you know, wallow until you say, hey, this is a problem. Let's make an action plan. Let's call a doctor. Let's talk to my best friend, my husband. Let's do this. Until you tell that to yourself, you're not going to get anywhere. So I'm going to take a drink. So, what can you do this month for mental health, the Mental Health Awareness Month? Well, first you can wear green, turn on green lights, put your Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus profile pictures as a green picture. Green is the kind of color that we use to promote awareness. You can sign up for some kind of a walk. NAMI.org does walks. Donate some time to see if you can donate some time to hospitals. Donate some money to the various charities around you. NAMI is a great charity. What else? The National... Let's see. I have a book. I have some resources in my book. You know, maybe you can call your insurance, see if they have a recommendation for charities that you can support and donate to for mental health, and I'm sure there's a lot you can do online, find them. If you have a blog, write a post about mental health and about mental health awareness. If you have a mental illness and you've never shared it, maybe this is the month that you get up and be brave and say, hey, this is me, this is the truth. Maybe you say, I need help. Maybe you say, I'm getting help. Maybe you say, I'm in recovery. Or maybe you say, I'm hitting fucking rock bottom. Just get up there and be honest and be truthful. And I think that's the, really the point to hit home here. My, talk about it. That's all you need to do. You need to talk about it. You need to be positive. You need to be supportive. Let's start talking about this. Let's start bringing it to the forefront of people's minds. And, you know, don't stigmatize it. Don't be a bully. Just be you and be supportive and loving. And now, I'd like to welcome you in the comments, on my Twitter page, on my Facebook. Twitter is at Like a Bird Studio. At Facebook is Like a Bird Studios. And come to me, tell me I have a mental illness, I need help. I have friends with or family with mental illnesses. This is what I'm doing to help. This is what mental illness and wellness means to me. Come share and, you know, do what you can for those that you love. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.